Mishnah Hey, after understanding how an Eruvit Chumin works, that it changes one's Mokim Hashavisa, it defines where one's living place is considered, so that he has 2,000 Amos in every direction from there, we can understand that one cannot make two different Eruvin. You can't make an Eruv on either side of the city, and then be able to travel 4,000 Amos in both directions, because one only has one Mokim Hashavisa, one living place. However, this Mishnah is coming to tell us that one can make two Eruvin on condition that he will only use one of them. And the first example of the Mishnah is where somebody is afraid that non-Jews are going to enter the city, and there's no danger of life, but he'll want to leave the city. But he doesn't know where the non-Jews will come from, and in which direction he'll want to go. So he can make two different Eruvin on either side of the city, and then Masna Odmal Eruvi, he can make a condition on both of the Eruvs which he sets up, the Omer and say, in Bo of the Khovim Mina Mizrach, if the non-Jews come from the east side of the city, then Eruvi Lamarov, I want my Eruv only to be valid on the west side of the city. Only that should be my actual Eruv, my Mokum Hashavisa, so that I'll be able to flee 4,000 Amos to the west of the city. If the non-Jews come from the west side of the city, then Eruv Lamizrach, then my Eruv on the east side of the city should be the valid one. In Bo Mekan Mekan, if they come from both sides of the city, then Mekom Sheretz Eilech, to whichever direction I want to go, that should be the valid Eruv. And Lo Bo'o Lo Mekan Lo Mekan, if they don't end up coming at all from either direction, Hareini Kivnei Iri, then behold, I am like the people of my city, and neither of the Eruvin should be valid. My Mokum Hashavisa should be the city itself, so that I have 2,000 Amos in every direction. And this is based on a principle known as Breira, which is where retroactively, once something occurs, we view it as if that was the situation from the start. This is a machlokes in multiple places in Shas, and this Mishnah holds that it is permitted and that Breira does work. Okay, Mishnah now gives a second example. In Bo Chochmin HaMizrach, if a wise man who he's expecting to come, let's say he knows that the Talmud Chochmin is coming to the city, but he doesn't know which way he'll come from. So he says that if he comes from the east side, then Eruvi LaMizrach, my Eruv should be on the east side so that I can actually reach him. Min Amarov, if he comes from the west side, and I'll need to travel, let's say, 4 Amos to get to him, so Eruvi LaMarov, my Eruv should be on the west side. Balakan Lakan, if he comes from both sides, meaning if two different Talmidei Chacham come, then Mekomesh Eretz Eilech, to whichever direction I will want to go, that Eruv should be the valid one. Lo Lekan, Lo Lekan. If they don't come from any direction, if they don't end up coming, then Hareini Kivnei Iri, I should be considered like the people of my city, and have 2,000 Amos in every direction from the city. Now, interestingly, Rabbi Yehuda says, if two Talmidei Chachamim end up coming from different places, from different directions, even though in his condition he said that he'll go to either one he chooses, and that Eruv should be valid, im hayo echad mehem rabbi, if one of the Talmidei Chachamim who came where it was his actual teacher, so then we assume that his condition was really that he would go to his teacher whatever happens, and therefore he can't choose which direction to go, rather rabbi, he needs to go to the direction in which his teacher came from, since we consider his intention to be that Eruv should be the valid one.